The Pale Blue Eye by Louis Bayard. Read by Charles Leggett. Disc 1.
For AJ, the sorrow for the dead is the only sorrow from which we refuse to be divorced. Washington Irving, Rural Funerals. Mid the groves of Circassian splendor, in a brook darkly dappled with sky, in a moon-shattered brook raked with sky, Athene's lissome maidens did render obeisances lisping and shy. There I found Leonore, lorn and tender, in the clutch of a cloud-rending cry. Harrowed hard, I could aught but surrender to the maid with the pale blue eye, to the ghoul with the pale blue eye. Last Testament of Gus Landor, April 19th, 1831. In 2 or 3 hours, well, it's hard to tell. In 3 hours, surely, or at the very outside, 4 hours. Within 4 hours, let us say, I'll be dead. I mention it because it puts things in a certain perspective. My fingers, for instance, have become interesting to me of late. Also, the lowermost slat in the Venetian blinds, a bit askew. And outside the window, a wisteria shoot snapped off the main stem, waggling like a gallows. I never noticed that before. Something else, too. At this moment, the past comes on with all the force of the present. All the people who've peopled me, don't they come thronging round? What keeps them from bumping heads, I wonder? There's a Hudson Park alderman by the hearth.